the rest of the story. The Reverend Gerard Kerr represented the seventh generation of clergymen in his family, so it surprised nobody that his small son seemed eager to carry on that tradition. Little Larry adored his dad, emulated him, could not wait to be in every way like him. In church each Sunday, watching his father in the pulpit, the boy memorized every gesture, every subtlety of the preacher's delivery. At age four, the youngster was making his own sermons for anyone who would listen. On Larry's bedroom door, a hand-scrawled sign announced his own personal shrine, and therein the child, robed in an eiderdown quilt, would conduct elaborate imaginary church services before a toy altar. What impressed the family most was how precisely the child imitated his father. His keen, observant mind and dramatic flair were gifts from God, they remarked. But the more Reverend Gerard pondered these gifts, the more he felt compelled to speak with his son. Larry was seven. He was preaching to an invisible multitude in his room when his father came in one day and sat down on the bed. And the two smiled in silence for what seemed a long while before finally his dad spoke. And there was a story the Reverend had never told his boy, and now, he said, was the time for the boy to hear that story. Larry's father explained that he had not always wanted to be a preacher. In fact, when he was a small boy, he wished more than anything to become a great opera star. And yes, he had the talent. His ability was not taken seriously until one day when a famous tenor heard him sing, and this professional opera singer was so astonished, so impressed by the youngster's voice, that he immediately offered to train him free of charge, and Gerard was elated. But then Gerard's mother spoke up. There were six generations of ministers in the family, she said, and Gerard must honor that heritage. He may indeed be a gifted singer, but if he did not give his life to the church, he would be disinherited. Well, eventually Gerard gave his life to the church, and it was surely the correct decision, the Reverend said, but after growing up, he realized that one need not copy his heritage to honor it. God had obviously blessed little Larry with talent of his own, an apparent aptitude for imitating. Not being like Daddy was all right, too. And that very afternoon, Reverend Gerard did something that bewildered the entire household. He bought a big wooden box and some old curtains and some tools, brought them all up to his son's room. He helped the boy build a make-believe stage, a stage large enough and sturdy enough for Larry to stand on, a child-sized theater in which the youngster could sing or dance or imitate anyone he wished. Dad even fashioned footlights from cocoa tins. And thus encouraged by his father, did one little boy step into a magical world from which he would never, ever retreat. When Larry was a little older, his father took him to see some real plays, and later he enrolled the boy in a school for dramatic arts. Dramatic arts. The world has long since forgot the Reverend Gerard Kerr Olivier. But we remember instead his gift to us, a son named Lawrence Olivier. And now you know the rest of the story.